Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening to each and every one of you. I'd like to first take this opportunity to thank you for joining us again for another week of the Avon Weekly Motivational Call. And if this is your first time on the radio show, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you and to let you know that this is the radio show that will help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. Each week we have Avon representatives, motivational speakers, life coaches to help us shepherd our business through the correct channels in order for us to have success. And today I'm so happy and just very, very thrilled to have again on the show Maria Rivera. And Maria Rivera is the district manager of the 2091 district, which is located in Yonkers, New York. She happened to be my district manager, and I'm very proud of her. And I'd like to congratulate Maria, because many of you may or may not know, Maria is District 2091 is the number one Avon district in the nation, and it is official, so I'd like to congratulate her. So I'm going to have Maria come on, tell us a little bit about herself, and I had asked Maria today to talk a little bit about nesting, because, you know, many people, as I talk to people in my downline, they're a little confused, and we have just a couple more days to qualify in the nesting program and to maximize. So let's get Maria on the line. One second here. Maria, is that you?
Yes, Pat, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Maria, loud and clear.
Oh, great. Thank you for having me back. Hello, everyone. And thank you for those nice words. Congratulations, yes, to us, 2011, number one in the nation. It's a good thing. And I'm very proud of all of the representatives. So thank you, Pat, also for conducting the Avon radio show every Monday faithfully.
It's
becoming very helpful to, especially to a lot of the leaders and representatives. So thank you once again for that.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to talk about the nesting program. Nesting, you know, is part of the Avon U.S. transformation business, and it's basically a program where it rewards sales leaders with additional representatives in their downline for achieving their Believe in Your Success targets. Not everybody qualifies. However, Avon is asking everybody to opt in when they are asked. Everybody gets an email on your Avon.com, I believe, or on the regular email, and they have to opt in. So that doesn't mean that you qualify, but I guess Avon wants everybody to opt in case if you all of a sudden, you know, you become the superstar recruiter and we're still doing the program, you might qualify. Who knows?
No, I guess
that's the reason. Yep. So it's a great program. I've never seen or known any networking company that rewards leaders with unattached representatives. Most of the time, when you go to a networking company, you have to get your own people. So this is a big thing, and it's part of, again, like I said, business transformation. It's not going to last forever, so it's a great opportunity to take advantage now. Qualifiers.
Now, before you move on, mm-hmm. Maria, there may be people on the line who may mm-hmm. not know how to go about to opt in. How do they go about to opt in?
Well, I believe they're sent an email, or they go to your Avon.com under leadership nesting.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Look through that, and if you don't find it, go to sitemap under your Avon.com, And that's where I usually find everything. When I don't find something through the web page, the site, I just go to Sitemap and look and check wherever it says nesting, leadership. It should be somewhere around there.
And you can also, not to cut you off, but you can also go to your, your profile, your Avon profile. On your Avon.com, and at the bottom of the page there is the option to opt in.
Yes, and the most important thing, they want you to opt in and accept the terms and condition of nesting agreement, because it's very important. There's going to be a few things that they want you to commit if you qualify for that, and one of them being that you commit to calling these representatives as soon as you get them, meeting them one-on-one if you're in the same district, if you live, close by, and also inviting them to any local meeting. So, the terms and conditions, that's part of it if you get any of these representatives. And they will get an email. The representative that earns, the unattached representative, will get an email too, knowing, letting them know who's your upline and letting them know who is the new representative in their downline.
Now, what will Avon representatives have to do once they opt in? What is it that they have to do? What are the requirements for them?
So, first of all, you have to be either a unit leader and above.
Uh-huh.
Or you could be a unit leader and be, or you cannot. You don't have to be. You have to be a unit leader or above, or someone who are president's club or above, who have another unit leader in the first generation. So that means if you are just a unit leader and you're not a president's club member, then you need to have a unit leader under your first generation to qualify. So, again, either you're a unit leader and above, or you're a president's club member who has a unit leader. I don't want to confuse, but it's either you're a president's club and above, and a unit leader, president's club or above, or a unit leader that has another unit leader in the first generation.
Okay. So there's three categories of qualification. One, if you're a unit leader and also have a unit leader, you're qualified.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a unit leader and above, you qualify. Or if you're an Avon representative who happens to be in President's Club, you also qualify for the nesting program.
Mm-hmm. If you are a unit leader and above that are a President's Club member, you qualify. But if you are a unit leader and you're not a President's Club member, you need another unit leader.
Right. So, Maria, once we determine our status in Avon, we see that we have that, we're off in the races. What is it that we have to do? Recruiting, do we have to have a certain number of people to recruit? And once we do that, how do we maximize that? So how many people do we have to, once we start, and we're off and running with the nesting, how do we start to be qualified to get these recruits?
Well, what I would do and recommend would be, first of all, if you have the qualification, if you're a unit leader in our President's Club and above, right, you're a unit leader above or President's Club, then what I would try to do is earn mine and also help somebody from my downline to earn theirs. So that way everybody grows and you will grow your second, third generation, and they will also grow as well, and everybody wins. So first of all, you have to know where you're standing. Okay. Let me go through the three targets that you could be looking at.
Excellent.
The first target would be, once you qualify, if you achieve 3 Believe in Your Success recruiting bonuses, They will add 3 unattached representatives to your first generation. Okay, that's the first target.
Say that again. Say it one more time.
If you earn the 3 Believe in Your Success recruiting bonuses, then they will add 3 unattached representatives to your first generation. So you have to earn those 3 Believe in Your Success recruiting reward by recruiting 3 people, making sure 3 new representatives, making sure that they place the orders on time and they're paid for, and that the order is $50 or more. And that's going to change. The $50, I believe, is going to go up to $100 in campaign. I think it's campaign 6, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not too sure about that. But and from campaign 3 to 6 is the first wave. So you have to make sure that that representative place her order and pays for it, and you get that check to Believe in Your Success, which is it would be $25 per each. Okay, that's the first target. The second target would be if you earn 5 of the Believe in Your Success recruiting bonus, then Avon will give you 5 unattached representatives, and they will be placed on your first generation. And the third target would be if you earn 6 Believe in Your Success bonuses, with one of them being advancing bonuses, including mentoring and advancing bonuses, they will add 10 unattached representatives in the first generation. Oh, that's, wow, that's a lot.
Maria, can you explain what the advancement would mean?
The advancement would mean, first of all, in order for you to earn the advancement, you have to be an AUL, an advanced unit leader, because you don't earn advancement unless you are an AUL. So if you're an AUL and you bring in and you help somebody become a unit leader, you'll earn, what is it? It went up now, I think it's $300. You earn, and the new representative earns $300. The new leadership that became a unit leader. That's an advancing bonus. But you have to be an AUL to earn advancement bonus, because unit leaders don't earn advancement bonuses, only AULs. You have to understand the leadership program. If you don't understand the leadership program, which is a very rich program, this is a way where you can become financially free. It's a way of making money the smart way. It's something that you build it up. If you don't understand it, you need to call your upline or call your district manager and say, hey, give me some time. I want to learn about this program. And you want to do that now, because then you will. If you don't do that now, then you'll be walking away from a great opportunity.
Maria, I think when you first, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think when you first join Avon and they send you your first package, your first order, in that order I think there's a great book, the one we were looking at today in the office, and it talks about the different levels, President's Club, Honor Society. You know, they can go back and get that book also and really read it and study it. You know, I had to even look at it again today because I'm looking to advance to Honor Society. So I want to know what that actually meant. And also on the website, youravon.com, if they can't get in contact with their upline or their district manager or whatever.
Hello, Pat?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I kind of lost you. Did you ask a question, or I'm sorry?
I was making a statement. Uh-huh. I said that they can look in their book, that book that they first became Avon representative, that gray book. It tells you about the different levels, and also when they go on youravon.com, it's there as well.
Yep, and if they come to our business meeting this Thursday, you know, we're going to be talking about that. As a matter of fact, you're going to be talking about how to start the new cycle on Campaign 8, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Believe in Your Success program. So, you know, in business meeting, you get to learn and be informed about things. Because when you're not informed, you're walking away from money. You're leaving money on the table. You don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm. I think also sometimes, Maria, you know, as you know, to actually do a real appointment where it's going to be beneficial for the new potential recruit and yourself, you know, you really have to spend the time with the new rep when you sign her up. You just don't wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, her. You have to spend about an hour. And sometimes, you know, in all fairness, it is a little overwhelming to the representatives. But at the same time, it really is important for representatives. And as leaders on this call, we should encourage our downline to come to the meeting because this is how you learn something. You know, things that, you know, you may have learned and forgotten, you know. That's why the meetings are important. The, you know, webinars are important, as well as this this radio show is very important.
Absolutely, and they can relate to other representatives because I can, you know me. I'm not the one to stand there and say it all. Everybody participates, and you'll listen to different stories, you know, ideas and tips, so they can relate to somebody that's probably in the same, you know, as the same as them, or probably advanced, and explain how did she did it, how did she do it.
Yeah.
So.
You're absolutely right. I tell you, I learned something new today. I don't know if someone had told me this, and I vaguely remember someone telling me, and I forgot. I forgot that, you know, through our Avon journey, that we earn points, and that there's a catalog in which we go to, and we can actually purchase things using our points. So now what I have to do, and I'll probably do it today after I get off the call, I'm going to pick up my latest invoice. And, you know, by the way, next week we will be talking about invoices. I'm going to look for my points, how many points I've earned.
Absolutely. And when the cycle ends, I believe most of the time, depending on sales increase or where you end up in the cycle, sometimes you get more points. So a lot of representatives, they wait until the last, or they give an expiration date, and then you can accumulate. I know, like, Ada has gotten the signer bags, the signer glasses, even I think she once got a couch or something. She got so many stuff with those points. So,
so people, you have to, you know, don't, you know, I know you become overwhelmed, but, you know, this is why these calls and radio shows and, again, meetings are just so, so important. And I really, and you know, Maria, we talked about getting back to the nesting. We talked about why it's so important for people to do it. We know that this is probably going to be a huge wave of people who are going to qualify for the nesting, and they're going to get all these free recruits. But then, you know, it'll probably trickle off a little bit afterwards. Can we talk a little bit about that?
About what's going to happen afterwards?
Yeah, you know, we're probably still getting more people, but
apparently it's going to be two waves. This is the first part from campaign 3 to 6, and then the next one probably is from 7 to, who knows, 12, three more campaigns. And then depending on where we're standing, there's probably not going to be no more representatives. I mean, I know that a lot of leaders trying to get 10 each. So there's so many representatives on a task. I could tell you that probably in our district, that's probably going to be, it's probably about 170, 180 on a task. However, we have to get TLs. So they leave a certain amount of representatives for the training leaders. So those are not going to be, you know, into the nesting. So.
Right.
You know, you want to take advantage. I mean, and like I said, if you're not clear about it, if, you know, if this is a different language to you, leadership, AUL, advanced leader, call your upline, call me or your district sales manager and talk to her. You don't want to be sitting in a meeting a year from now and hear this story of Sue saying, oh, my God, when we got nesting, that's how I started. I got 40 representatives through it or 30. and now I'm making all this check, and you're sitting there saying, hey, Maria was on a radio show with Pat, and she was talking about it. I never call anybody. I could have done that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I don't know if people really hear us, Maria, when we talk about, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but when we talk about the people, the representative that we are going to receive, these are active Avon representatives who are currently don't have an upline. Am I correct?
Absolutely, yes. And I can tell you we have a lot of President's Club members in that pool. We have a lot of representatives that, I mean, I've never heard, you know, like President's Club members, I never hear from them. They don't know how to run their business. I mean, they're absolutely great representatives that we have in our district. So, you know, they already know what to do.
They know what to do. And the other thing is for us, for many people who are either a unit leader, and you know you have to have 5 orders each week, and for those who are AUL, you know you have to have 12 orders each time you place an order, and if you're executive, you have a certain amount of number. Could you imagine what that would, how that would take the pressure off you, knowing you're getting 10, 5, 3, 5, or 10 representatives who are all, I mean, that's just icing on the cake.
And that's in addition to what you get, that you earn your belief in your success. So all of a sudden, you could be walking out of this program with a total of, let's say, if you get the 10, or even if you get the 5 and you don't get the 10 plus the 5 that you recruited, that's an additional 10 representative out of that. That could give you an extra 5 orders of 6, you know, and then you, if you're really doing good trainings and helping them develop, you have a good chance to walk out with a good turnover.
Yeah, and as you say, as you develop and mentor these new people who are already active, you know, and obviously no one's really, you know, mentoring these people. If you really mentor these people, like you're supposed, like Avon expecting you to do, then you can start advancing in your title. So if you're AOL, there's no reason why you can't come executive unit leader or senior executive leader or unit leader to an advance. I mean, it's just the sky is the limit with this.
Exactly. And this should be something for you. It shouldn't be a burden. It should be something fun to be able to learn new stuff, adventure, have fun with it, and something that you could do on a daily basis, you know, while you shopping, you know, you learn how to prospect and have fun with it, because this is what's supposed to be, that you build a business where you have fun with it.
Yeah. And then we didn't even talk about having fun. We haven't even touched the subject of how it is going to increase those checks that you get every 2 weeks.
Absolutely, yep.
This is really huge. I tell you one of the things I've done, you know, after I left the office today, I went home, I went to youravon.com, I hit my business tools, sales tools, then I hit the business section of the sales tool, and I reordered that brochure that comes in our kits, the Hello Tomorrow, because I was talking to Gillen, who was in my downline. Gillen had informed me that the book had changed since we became Avon representative. So for $3, I ordered another book. So, you know, if you don't have some of the things that were in your original kits, like Hello Avon, the training books that you get as you advance, you can order those training books for $2. The big book is $3, but all the other ones are $2. And I tell people you need to arm yourself with these materials so you can start training your these new people properly.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this program of nesting and the leadership and everything, like I said today in our meeting, you shouldn't be out there by yourself. You should be out there with one of your team members. If you're recruiting 2-3 people per campaign, most of the people that come to Avon is because they want to make money, and when they start, they're open to go out and prospect with you so that you can coach them, mentor them, And, you know, it, again, it should be fun. Let's just go out. Let me coach you, mentor you, how you could start getting new customers in your area. And at the same time, you're growing, you're helping somebody else grow, they grow, you grow, everybody benefits. And have fun with it. The most important thing.
And you have to talk to everybody. I tell you, Maria and I and Ada, we went to walk over to the library in our community, and we turned around. Ada, what's it? Where's Ada? Ada stopped everybody in the street and with her little index card and took their names, and she was constantly prospecting. So you wonder, people want to know why Ada makes $4,000 every campaign, because she works this business. And we can do the same thing. You just got to open your mouth.
Absolutely. I told you and I share with you, ever since I met Ada that I appointed her, that's just something that's part of her life. People say that lady is going very far with this Avon, because she always stops people in the corner and she just starts talking to people.
Which is a very, very, very good thing. And we all have to do that. And like you said, go out with your team members, have fun with them. And I just want to add to that, Maria. You know, maybe what you do after you prospect for an hour and a half, 2 hours, however long you're going to do it, I would say after that, you know, have a cup of coffee with your downline, you know, and make it fun, you know, and then recap what you've done. Sit down, do it after prospecting strategy, you know, how you're going to call these people, when you're going to call these people. Maybe go over the script with them, or just simply ask them, do they have any questions about Avon, or do they have any help? Because sometimes people are afraid or don't know how to ask. So that would be a perfect time.
And we need that encouragement. You know, at different levels, we need that encouragement. The new representative needs for you to be there for her if she really wants to build the business, because we're not talking about those representatives that really don't want to be bothered. That they just don't want to be bothered. We're not talking about those. We're talking about the ones that really wants to make money, that wants to learn. You know, so everybody at different levels, you know, should be with somebody that is there as a mentor and a coach. And believe me, it pays off.
So we have just a few more minutes, Maria. Can you just, for people who are now fired up about this nesting, how much time do they have before this cycle is ended?
We're doing right now campaign 5. I think if in campaign 5, they could still do campaign 5 and 6. What's going to happen is that if they recruit anybody in campaign 6, it will go into the next wave, because you have to get paid. Remember, the person that you bring into the business, they have to place the first order and pay for it, and you have to earn that belief in your success. So if you appoint somebody in campaign 6, they place the order in campaign 6, you don't get the belief in your success bonus until they pay, and that would be sometime around campaign 7. So, but it will roll into the next wave. So I would worry right now about just go out there with your team and recruit as many people as you can, because you're still going to get the belief in your success. You're still going to be in a good place, better than what you're right now.
Yeah. So I just want to just recap that for those people who are now listening who may now be confused. If you want to get that first wave of people, And you're looking to get, I don't know what your goal is, to get 3 recruits right now, or to try to get the 5 recruits, or try to get the 6 recruits. Your deadline date is the end of campaign 5, because those people have to place the orders and you have to get paid. And that's when you earn the belief in your success. So although the literature says that you have campaign 3 to campaign, I believe, 6 or 7, You really have to end it the end of campaign 5.
Marie? Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Okay. That is correct. Once you get up the call and you want to go back over, you can always re-listen to this broadcast because it's always on the website. But also, you can go in your back office. There is a PowerPoint presentation on the leadership. Look on the other side of the bar, on the left-hand side, in the gray section. There's a hyperlink for nesting program. You can look at that and then read recordings, and you can share that with your downline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Maria, we're out. It's exactly 9:00.
Okay.
I'd like to thank you so much. And next week, you know, we're going to talk about invoicing because a lot of people have a lot of questions about invoicing. And even today, Ada said, you know, you have to really look at your invoicing. And it was so timely because that's one of the things that was our next topic anyway. So with that, Maria, I hope you have a good week. And again, congratulations on having the number one district in the nation.
Thank you so much, Pat.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank all of the listeners for listening in, tuning in on the weekly Motivation Avon show. And I look forward in listening and hearing from you next week. Until that time, everyone, good night. Good night, Maria.
Good night, Pat. Take care.
Take care.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.